Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Feels like AI is just exploding these days, right?
It really does.
I mean, remember like a couple of years ago it was this mysterious thing like just in research labs, and now it's like
Yeah.
everywhere. It's on our phones, in our homes. It was like all over the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, definitely more than just hype at this point.
Right?
We've got a ton of stuff to go through this week too. We've got like articles from that AI Chronicle we like,
Okay, yeah.
plus some research papers that I dug up, and even like
Boom.
some marketing stuff. That's pretty interesting. I think we can really figure out what's important, what people actually need to know.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to cut through all the noise and like figure out what actually matters.
Exactly.
So speaking of things that are everywhere, AI was like the star of the Super Bowl this year.
It really
I mean,
was.
from those chatbots to like the self-driving car ads, it was like AI was
Everywhere.
the main character. But we found this study from Microsoft Research that like really made us think. They surveyed people using AI at work, and it turns out like relying on these tools might actually be changing how we think.
Yeah, especially for those knowledge workers, it's like we're getting so comfortable having AI handle tasks that we're naturally shifting our focus from like doing the work ourselves to managing the AI that's doing it.
So like instead of being problem solvers, we're becoming like AI supervisors,
Yeah, in a while,
which I
yeah.
don't know if that's a good thing, because
Right.
the researchers in this study warn that this shift could like lead to us being over-reliant on AI and like maybe even diminishing our own
Yeah.
critical thinking skills.
Scary thought, isn't it?
It is like imagine a world where we're all amazing at telling AI what to do, but then like we can't solve a simple problem on our own.
Right.
Like what kind of future is that? So what do you think about this trade-off?
Well, I mean, these tools are incredible, right? Like, they boost our productivity, free us from all those boring tasks. But like you said, we can't let our own skills just, like be.
Disappear.
Yeah, atrophy, exactly.
Yeah.
Those are the things that make us human, those critical thinking skills.
Right. And it's not just about us as individuals.
Yeah.
Like Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, even said that like AI's benefits might not be evenly
Yeah,
distributed.
that's a good point.
So he's been talking about this idea of a compute budget, like giving everyone a certain amount of computing power so everyone has access
Right.
to a AI tech, which is kind of like a universal basic income for the AI age.
It's a really interesting concept, and it just shows you how important it is to be careful about how we, develop and use AI. Like, we need to make sure it benefits everyone.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about how AI might change how we think, but what about like how it's changing the things we create?
Yeah.
That's where generative AI comes in, right? So it's
Okay.
not just processing information, it's actually like making new stuff, images, videos, music, even text, and it's getting really good. Have you heard of ByteDance's Goku AI?
Yeah, that's a great example.
Like it can.
Goku can create photorealistic images and videos just from text prompts.
It's crazy.
Like you could type in a cat wearing a tiny hat riding a unicorn on Mars and it would make a video of it.
Oh my gosh, that's like straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I know.
But like all this creative power comes with some serious questions too, right? Like
Definitely.
what happens when we can't tell the difference between real and like AI generated content?
Right.
What about misinformation, deep fakes, copyright? It's a whole new world.
It really is. And those are questions we need to be thinking about now.
Yeah.
Before things get out of hand, we need to figure out guidelines for how to use this stuff responsibly.
Yeah, well said. And it's not just generative AI, making waves. There's this study that shows AI being used to help doctors diagnose patients.
Oh, yeah.
And the doctors who use the AI tool actually did better and had less paperwork.
What's really crazy is that the AI system on its own did almost as well as the doctors.
Wait, so are you saying like AI could replace doctors someday?
I don't know about replace, but definitely augment.
Yeah. Yeah.
AI could make healthcare so much better, more efficient, more accurate, accessible. Like, imagine everyone having access to the best medical expertise no matter where they live.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it also makes me wonder about like the human side of things,
Right?
Would you feel comfortable being diagnosed by an AI? Like, what would it take for you to trust an AI with your health?
Those are great questions. And, it brings up all those ethical issues we've been talking about, like algorithmic bias,
Yeah.
data privacy. We need to be super careful.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about how AI might change the way we think, the things we create, even how we get medical care. But there's another layer to this whole AI revolution that we got to talk about the race for like AI dominance.
Right. It's not just about what AI can do, but who controls it.
Yeah.
And things are getting a little heated.
Remember that whole thing with Elon Musk trying to buy back OpenAI?
Oh, yeah. That was wild.
Like, he offered $97.4 billion put together like a group of investors and said he wanted to open source OpenAI. And then Sam Altman, like, basically ignored him.
It was crazy.
It was like total tech world drama.
Yeah, but it makes you think, like, who gets to decide how this stuff gets developed, you know?
Right.
Is it going to be a few big companies, governments, or should it be more, like,
yeah,
democratic, you know?
Like, who gets to decide?
Yeah, it's a big question.
And it's not just Silicon Valley anymore. Like, France just announced a $112 billion investment in their own AI stuff.
Wow.
It seems like every country wants to be the leader in this AI revolution.
It's like a global chess match.
It is.
And we're all playing whether we realize it or not.
Okay, that's a lot to think about. But before we get, like, too lost in the big picture, let's look at some of the smaller AI developments that are happening.
Yeah, sometimes the most interesting stuff isn't the stuff making the headlines.
Exactly. Like DeepMind's Alpha Geometry 2, if you heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
It beat a bunch of humans at a math Olympiad.
I know. It was amazing. Like, it was solving those complex geometry problems.
So AI is, like, cracking the code of, like,
yeah,
complex math reasoning.
It's mind-blowing.
It really is.
You know, it makes you wonder what else AI can do.
And then there's Apple always thinking differently. They've developed this lamp robot, and it's all about, like,
oh, yeah,
expressiveness and emotional connection.
It's so cool. Like, it does these little movements to convey emotions.
Yeah.
Like, it'll look out the window with its lamp head if you ask it about the weather.
I love that. So it's not just about what the AI can do, but, like, how it makes us feel.
Exactly.
That's, like, brilliant design.
It really is.
And then there are these smart wild microphones that are using AI to track endangered species.
Yeah, it's like AI-powered ears for the planet.
That's awesome. Okay, so we've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive, from AI's impact on our thinking to, like, the power and pitfalls of generative AI, the race for global dominance, and even some of the more, like, heartwarming innovations that are happening. But before we move on, I have one last thought-provoking question for you.
I'm ready.
We've seen how AI can amplify our abilities, even outperform us at certain tasks. But what happens when it goes beyond, like, augmentation and starts to actually surpass human capabilities? Like, are we ready for a world where AI becomes the ultimate problem solver, the ultimate decision maker?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is, and it's one we need to be thinking about now.
Yeah, we need to figure out the boundaries, the ethical frameworks. You know, how do we make sure we maintain control as this technology gets more and more advanced?
Yeah, it's almost like a philosophical question, you know?
Yeah.
What does it even mean to be human in a world that's increasingly shaped by AI?
Especially when AI starts exceeding our own intelligence in so many areas.
It's a conversation that goes way beyond just the tech world, you know?
It really does. Like, this is something everyone needs to be thinking about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But let's step back from the philosophy for a minute and look at some data on how AI is actually being used today.
Yeah.
There was this study from Anthropic, the AI company, and they analyzed millions of conversations with their Claude AI.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So it gives us a real-world glimpse into how different industries are using AI right now.
Yeah, and one of the big takeaways was that AI is mostly being used to help people with their jobs, not replace them.
Yeah.
Like, it's more about augmenting human work.
So instead of worrying about robots stealing our jobs, we should be thinking about how AI can make us better at our jobs.
Exactly.
The study found that people using AI for things like brainstorming, refining ideas, double-checking their work. It's like having a super smart assistant.
Yeah, like a brainstorming partner.
Right.
And it was interesting to see which industries are really using AI the most. It seems like software development and editing writing are at the top of the list.
Makes sense.
Yeah, AI is really good at language and code.
Right, but here's something I didn't expect. The study found that AI usage is highest among people who earn the most money.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it seems like highly skilled workers are the ones really embracing these AI tools.
Huh. So it's being used to enhance skills rather than replace them?
At least for now.
Yeah.
Which is a relief.
Yeah. But it also means we need to keep learning and adapting, you know?
Totally. The skills that are valuable today might not be so valuable tomorrow.
Exactly.
Speaking of staying ahead of the curve, AI is making a huge difference in healthcare, and not just in diagnostics. There was an article about an AI tool called See the Signs that can detect colon cancer years before traditional methods.
Yeah, that's incredible. See the Signs can analyze patient data and find people who are at high risk for colon cancer, like up to 5 years before a doctor might notice any symptoms.
Wow, that's amazing. Imagine all the lives that could be saved with earlier detection.
It's really a game changer, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see AI-powered tools for drug discovery, personalized medicine, even robotic surgery.
It's mind-boggling. But with all this potential comes a lot of responsibility.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to be careful about data privacy, algorithmic bias, and making sure humans are still in control.
Yeah, trust and transparency are key.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've explored how AI can make our lives better, but we've also talked about the risks and ethical challenges. It's a complicated and fast-moving landscape.
It really is.
And it's hard to keep up with everything that's happening.
That's why it's so important to have these conversations, you know, stay informed and think critically about how AI is being developed and used.
I totally agree. But for now, let's zoom in on some of the more interesting and maybe lesser known AI developments. You know, those stories that make you go, wait, they can do that now.
I love those.
Okay, well, first up, OpenAI is reportedly designing their own AI chip. And they're planning to have TSMC manufacture it.
Oh, wow.
And apparently mass production is supposed to start next year.
That's a big deal. It seems like they're trying to have more control over their hardware.
Yeah.
Right now, they depend on NVIDIA for their computing power. But this new chip could give them a lot more flexibility.
And it could shake up the whole AI chip industry.
Yeah. Competition is usually a good thing.
Right.
It leads to more innovation.
Speaking of innovation, have you seen what Luma AI is doing?
What's that?
They've got this new image-to-video feature for their Ray 2 model, and it's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, I saw a demo of that. It's like magic.
I know. You take a still image, and it turns into a moving video with, like, 3D effects.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Imagine what filmmaker, animators, even people on social media could do with this.
It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
But it also kind of makes you wonder, like, how do we know what's real anymore?
That's the challenge. We need to be really careful about what we see and hear online and be able to tell the difference between real content and AI-generated stuff.
It's like a constant game of catch-up.
It is, but that's what makes it so interesting.
Right. Okay, before we move on to our final thing for this deep dive, I got to tell you this funny story. Remember that Google Super Bowl ad for their Gemini AI?
Yeah, the one where it was helping that dad with his job search and parenting.
Yeah, well, they had to scrap an earlier version of the ad because the AI gave the wrong information about cheese.
Cheese? Really?
I know, apparently Gemini messed up some facts about different types of cheese.
Oh, no.
And, of course, people on social media went crazy.
I bet.
It's kind of funny, though, right?
It is. It's a good reminder that even the most advanced AI can still make mistakes.
Yeah, it's humbling.
And it shows the limits of AI knowledge.
Exactly. AI can process tons of data, but it doesn't actually understand the world the way we do.
Right.
So even in the age of AI, human expertise and critical thinking are still super important.
Couldn't agree more.
We can't just blindly trust the machine.
Right.
Okay, so on that cheesy note,
nice.
Shall we move on to our final theme?
Yes, let's do it. I'm excited to hear what else you found.
Okay, this one's a little more philosophical. We've talked about AI exceeding human capabilities.
Yep.
But what about AI evolving?
Yeah, like we're talking about AGI, right?
Yeah.
Artificial general intelligence, like AI that's not just good at one thing, but can actually think like a human or even better. Exactly. It's like sci-fi stuff, but researchers are working on it right now.
They are.
Some people think it's only a matter of time before it's real.
It's both exciting and scary, isn't it?
It is a maze. Like, imagine AI that could cure diseases or figure out the mysteries of the universe.
I know.
But what if it decides it has its own goals? You
right.
know? What if its values don't line up with ours?
Yeah, that's the big fear, isn't it? AI getting so smart that we can't control it.
Like, it's something out of a movie, but it feels more and more real.
We need to talk about this stuff now.
Yeah.
While AI is still in its early stages, you know, we need to think about ethical guidelines, safety protocols.
Right.
How do we make sure we stay in control?
It's almost like we're raising a new species, and it might end up smarter than us.
Yeah. It's a little daunting.
It is, but it's also pretty amazing.
It is. AI has the potential to change everything.
Yeah, but we have to make sure those changes are good for humanity.
So to bring things back down to earth for a minute, let's look at some of the more concrete developments that are happening right now.
Okay.
Remember Google's Super Bowl ad for their Gemini AI assistant?
The one where it was helping that dad with job hunting and parenting?
Yes. Well, apparently they had to scrap an earlier version of the ad because the AI gave incorrect information about cheese.
Cheese, really?
I know, it seems Gemini got some facts wrong about different types of cheese.
Oh, no.
And of course, the internet being the internet, people noticed.
I bet.
It's kind of funny though, right?
Yeah, it is. It just shows you that even the smartest AI can still make mistakes.
Yeah, it's humbling.
And it reminds us that AI doesn't actually understand the world the way we do.
Right. It can process data, make connections,
Yeah.
but it can also get things wrong.
Especially when it comes to something as complex as trees, apparently.
So even in the age of AI, human expertise and critical thinking are still really important.
Absolutely. We can't just trust the machine blindly.
Okay, so on that cheesy note,
Like,
shall we move on to our final theme for this deep dive?
yes, let's do it. I'm ready for whatever you've got.
Well, this one's a little more philosophical. We've talked about AI exceeding human capabilities,
Right.
but what about AI evolving?
Yeah, like we're talking about AGI, right? Artificial General Intelligence AI that's not just good at one thing,
Right.
but can like think like a human or even better.
Exactly. It's like the stuff of science fiction, but people are actually working on this right
I know,
now.
it's
And
crazy.
some experts think it's not a question of if it'll happen, but when.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing.
It's like, imagine AI that could solve like climate change or cure cancer.
Or like figure out how the universe began.
Right. But what happens if that AI like develops its own
All right.
goals that maybe don't align with ours?
Yeah, that's kind of scary. AI becoming so smart that it basically becomes uncontrollable.
It's like we've seen it in the movies, but it's starting to feel like it could actually happen.
We need to be having these conversations now,
Yeah.
like before it's too late.
Right.
While AI is still in its early stages, you know, we need to think about ethical guidelines, safety protocols. How do we make sure we stay in control?
It's almost like we're creating a new species,
Yeah.
one that could end up smarter than us.
Yeah, it's a little daunting.
It is, but it's also exciting.
Yeah.
You know, AI has the potential to totally reshape the world,
It really does.
but we have to make sure it's for the better, you know?
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up our AI deep dive, what's the one thing that's really stuck with you today?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's just how quickly things are changing. You know, like
Yeah.
every week there's a new breakthrough, a new challenge to think about. It's hard to keep up, but it's also really exciting.
I agree. It feels like we're living in a real-time science fiction story.
That's a great way to put it.
And we're all writing the ending together.
So, to all our listeners out there, keep learning, keep asking questions, and stay engaged because this is just the beginning.
We've only scratched the surface, and who knows what's coming next.
Yeah, it's gonna be a wild ride.
Until next time, stay curious.